Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the Fan, Benigno and Roberts in the midday, and on the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Sider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at Indeed.com/hire. Obviously, we couldn't stand this guy with the Celtics.
We just told him to get off the air.
That's right.
But and now, he's still with us,
that's
thankfully.
That's right. But now we like him. Kendrick, thank you very much for coming on, pal. How are you?
Joe Evan, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me, you guys. I'm doing well.
And so's your old team, the Celtics, right now. They're doing pretty well, Kendrick.
They are doing pretty well. They got the culprit out the way. They got Kyrie out the way, so they're back to playing team ball. And Brad Stevens able to coach his team again. So, yeah, they looking pretty good right now.
All right, now we're going to start a fight, okay, because I'm a Brooklyn Net fan, okay, and I didn't love Kyrie in Cleveland. I didn't love him in Boston, but the truth is I didn't know him. You know, he was just a player on another team. He has definitely done a great job of kissing our butts by talking about being home and growing up as a Net fan. But I got to tell you, on the floor, Kendrick, I don't have a problem with him. They're running a hell of a lot more pick and roll with him than they did in Boston. He's been very, very good. He looked tired at the end of last night's game. That's a different story. But do you really think, and give me your perspective on this, that the Celtic turnaround in the early going really is all about Kyrie Irving not being there? Is that really the difference in your mind?
Well, yes, I think. I mean, listen, I'm not knocking Kyrie. Kyrie is a hell of a player. His talent level is through the roof. He's probably going to go down as one of the best ball handlers and one of the best, you know, finish around the basket point guards that we ever seen in today's game. But, you know, Kyrie emotional things that he brings to the table is what kills the team chemistry, in my opinion. And you look at that Celtic team when Kyrie was hurt, and, you know, they were playing together. You know, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and, you know, just the way he went out in Boston. I know you guys don't like Boston, but, you know, I played for Boston for eight and a half years, and it's a certain thing about having Celtic pride and playing a certain way and actually embracing the city. And I don't think Kyrie done that. I don't think he did that when he was in Boston. He never embraced the city.
Well, maybe that's a part of why I love him. Maybe growing up as a Net fan, he couldn't stand Antoine Walker. He couldn't stand Paul Pierce. And he wanted to shove it down your throats. And he appreciated the great history of Jason Kidd and Richard Jefferson. And look, I'll be the first to tell you, man, if he's a problem for the Nets, I will turn on him so quick. All right? All this talk now will go away. I like what I've seen from him early on. The Nets 4-6 start to me doesn't have a lot to do with him. But do you think that a change of scenery could work for him? That maybe you and I will both be happy. That you'll be happy as a Celtic alum saying, hey, this worked out. The Celtics are winning. And I'll be happy that Kyrie came to Brooklyn and kind of changed maybe the negative narrative around him that occurred in Boston.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, no, let's not get it confused. Kyrie is playing his tail off right now. Like, he's playing at an extremely high level, but like I said, you know, it's that chemistry. You know, you read an article, obviously, you know, it was from a Boston writer in Jackie, but, you know, we talk about these mood swings with Kyrie. We talk about, you know, you just never know how he's going to act on different days. And what people don't understand is that affects a team. That affects a team chemistry. But I like what I see out of Kyrie right now. Listen, I'm not saying because the Brooklyn Nets are 4-6 right now or whatever the case may be, it's not Kyrie's fault because he's playing his tail off. But, you know, at the end of the day, Kyrie is who we thought he was. You know, he's a guy that he's not a Batman. He's a Robin that needs, once he gets KD back, you know, for that team, the Brooklyn Nets, the sky's the limit. Because, you know, you want Kyrie to do what Kyrie do, and that's go out there and get buckets. And that's what he does. So, you know, nobody ever said he was a leader. I mean, he tried that leadership role and he figured out how hard it was because, you know, being the leader, you got to be the same way. You have to bring the same energy, even when things are not going well for you, but things are going well for the team. You know, but Kyrie figured that out last year when he wanted to leave LeBron and he wanted his own team. He got tired of being in the shadows. And you see, he called LeBron or texted LeBron and told him he apologized. And, you know, but I'm not knocking Kyrie's talent. I'm just knocking everything else that, you know, all the other stuff that he brings to the table, you know. But sometimes you need a guy to rule for the feathers, I guess.
Kendrick, how about the disaster that is the New York Knickerbockers right now? Sitting at 2-9, Fizdale's job security is certainly, he's on a hot seat without a doubt. Well, what's your thoughts on the state of that franchise right now?
Well, it's just horrible. They're going in the wrong direction. You seen that, you know, and I thought they was going to be okay this year. I didn't think that they was going to be this bad. I watched the game last night against the Bulls, and it's sad because they just quit on Coach Fizdale. The players did, in my opinion. They watched and they quit on Coach Fizz. And to me, you know, Coach Fizz is you know, he's a guy that work hard. He's been raised under Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. He's been around the game. He knows it very well. You know, I think he's been set up for failure since he got there. Like, they haven't did a great job of building the team. You know, obviously, I never was a fan of Porzingis from the jump, and now he's still showing it in Dallas because he's absolutely doing nothing over there. And I know he's coming off an injury, but he's still, you know, if you look at the game against Boston, Rick Carlisle had to bench him in the fourth. And I watched a few games where he didn't even play meaningful minutes down the stretch. But anyways, you know, that New York, I think they need a clean house altogether. We can't just point the finger at Fizz, but that's what happens in today's game now. GMs, everybody's out to protect themselves. So instead of Mills, you know, being the one to blame because he's the one that actually went out and signed these guys. And, you know, he's the one that got that traded for Dennis Smith Jr. and stuff like that, man. My thing is that it's easy to – the coaches always are the guys that become the scapegoat when it comes down to GM saving their jobs. And I think it's unfair to Coach Fizdale, in my opinion.
What should they have done once they were going to miss out on Durant and Kyrie Irving? Because clearly that was plan A. Kawhi Leonard was always a pipe dream. But what should they have done instead of what they did? Or should they have done what they did, in your opinion?
No, they shouldn't. I mean, they signed like four guys that play the same position or basically play the same way. They didn't do a good job in free agency. Even though you missed out on Kyrie, KD, and some big-name guys, it still was some other guys that were available out there. You know, you still had guys like, you know, you could have went out and maybe got a J.J. Redick. You still could have, you know, went out and got other guys that was out there on the market for free agency that you could have actually, you know, built the team and provided, you know, what you needed at each position. And, you know, there's no knock on the Morris twin. He could play real well. But him and Julius Randle are kind of like the same player. And when I say that, meaning, you know, they're back-to-the-basket type guys, you know, mid-range guys, you know, could attack the basket. Yeah, Julius Randle is a little bit more athletic than the Morris twin. But, you know, it's just bad, man. And the sad part about it is that, you know, you draft R.J. Barrett, and right now, this is just not good for him. Like as a rookie and a guy that you're probably going to be looking at as a franchise of the Knicks for a long time, because I feel like the sky's the limit. I feel like he's only going to get better if he continue to work and stay humble. It's like for this to be happening right now for him, just imagine what he's thinking right now. And he actually wanted to come to the Knicks. He embraced the opportunity.
Interesting. I'm surprised, and we're talking to Kendrick Perkins, talking basketball with him. Now, you don't like Porzingis. Now, you're down on Porzingis. You know, your reasons for that. Well, why are you not high on him at all?
Well, for one, I mean, you see a guy that's his height, that's long, and, you know, people get mesmerized about, he can shoot the three. He can kind of put the ball on the floor, and, you know, they get mesmerized by that. But he's still soft. He has no presence on the court. He doesn't anchor a defense. You know, Anthony Davis, take him for example. He got all the skills of a guard. He can shoot the three. He can handle the rock. But Anthony Davis also goes to the block. He posts up. He catches lobs. He gets offensive rebound, tip dunks. He protects the basket at a high level. And when I watched the Dallas game, the Dallas and Lakers game, early last week, and I watched Porzingis, AD guarded Porzingis the whole entire fourth when they was going back and forth. Porzingis wanted no part of AD. Mm-hmm. And just watching Porzingis and how he wanted out of New York and, you know, and without really proving himself. Like, yeah, he had some good games at times, but he's still soft to me, and he's a diva. Like, he posted all these pictures his summer, how he then bulked up and did all this. And no disrespect, because Marcus Smart is a tough-nosed guy, but did you see what Porzingis – he had Porzingis all outside his body. I think he was like 1 for 11.
Yeah, 1 for 11.
Right, yep. Right. Yep.
Yeah, yep. And couldn't score on the block on Marcus Smart. It's just like, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, what – you know, I just don't know his game, man. Yeah. Like, for that size, and, you know, he needs to be more of a presence, and he's not. And I'm telling you, man, Dallas is in for a rude awakening. I'm telling you. And people are starting to recognize
so far you're right. We're talking to Kendrick Perkins. You know, I hear a lot about it takes teams time to gel. You know, there's so many new players on so many different teams around the league. And you know what I think about? I think about you SOBs in 2007, 2008. Yeah, you needed time to gel. You were 11-1 to start the year. You were like 20-3 to start the season. So were you just that damn good that you guys didn't need any time to gel when you brought in big pieces? Or is it a big misnomer and an excuse when we hear, oh, they need time to gel?
Well, it all depends, though. You know why? Because, see, you take that Boston team that you don't like, that you didn't like back in the day.
Yes.
So you take our Boston Celtic team and you look at those guys and you take a Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Those guys had then accomplished everything that they need to accomplish in the NBA individually.
Right, right.
So the only thing that they needed to do was win a championship. So coming in, they had no choice but to gel, because the only goal was to win the championship. So it wasn't any hidden agendas. So, but when you look at younger teams that's on the rise, sometimes it do take time to gel, just for the simple fact that you still have guys who are trying to find themselves, basically trying to put their stamp on in the NBA. You want guys are still trying to, you know, make all-star games. Guys are trying to, you know, have individual accolades, and that could take time because you need a good coach to have them to buy into the system. You take the Lakers, for example. Okay, LeBron James accomplished everything he needed to individually, right? You look at Anthony Davis. He's accomplished everything, almost everything, but he's still on the rise. He's still a young talent in this league, and the sky's the limit for him, but he wants to win a championship. But you take a guy like Kyle Kuzma, and you look at him his first couple of games, and you see him out there, and he's forcing, he's taking bad shots, he's shooting the ball, but he's still trying to put his mark on the league. You know, he's still trying to – he has things that he wants to accomplish individually. But now you take him last night against the Phoenix Suns, all of a sudden when Rajon Rondo gets back and he comes in with that second unit, and Rondo, you know, Rondo is able to guide him and put him in position to be successful without him looking to force the issue, because Rondo only thing is to win the championship.
Right.
So, you know, it's just different. It's different for different people. And I'm kind of with you a little bit that, you know, it takes time and all that. That's an excuse, in my opinion. Like, you know, it don't take that much time. Either guy's going to buy into what the coach is saying or what the organization is believing in, or they not. It shouldn't go on. It shouldn't be a month process. It shouldn't take a month of guys turning the corner. That's not how it happens. Either you come in, you establish yourself, because the best thing that happened for us when I was with the Celtics was that we went to Rome and we went overseas for training camp. So it was just us.
Right,
we were able
right.
to bond with each other on and off the court for a whole month, and everything worked out. So, I mean, you know, we got an understanding. And also, we policed ourselves. Doc didn't have to
right.
hold us accountable. We checked ourselves when need be.
Kendrick, we got to let you go. I just want to say something to you. Though,
when I talk
back in the day Celtics, I'm talking Bill Russell and Sam Jones. So I just want to tell you that's how far back I go. So you know,
oh God,
I go way back. No, I go way back. I mean, I actually saw Bob Cousy play, so that tells you how old I am.
And that means
wow.
his dislike for the Celtics
yes.
goes a little much
yes.
further and
yeah,
deeper than mine.
It's a very deep one.
right.
There's no doubt about it. But great respect for you, and we appreciate the. Having you on, great. We all want to have you on again. Good stuff by you, Kendrick. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, fellas. Anytime. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The insight.
All
that
right.
was
good radio, stuff.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Make sure you check out Kendrick on Scal and Pals. It's now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. A great listen for all NBA fans.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.